And welcome to another Saturday night here in New York City on the Group Harmony Review on WFUV, Fordham University's Voice. Here in the Old Town with yours truly, Dan Romanello. From midnight to 2 a.m., 2 big hours of great and rare rhythm and blues vocal group harmony for you. So great to be back with you. Love sharing the music of the 1950s era. And tonight, a very special edition of the show once again. One of the many themes that has been by request over the past few months is to go back to an all 1960s edition of the show. And something very interesting I put together for you tonight, and I hope you enjoy it here on Group Harmony Review. Definitely good to the last drop. One of those timeless vocal group harmony recordings from the very early 1960s to begin the show tonight. And usually it's either Once Upon a Time or by Rochelle and the Candles or the Paradons with Diamonds and Pearls to begin an all 1960s edition of the show. Both very special and very meaningful sides. And that one from 1960, California on Swingin' Records, Rochelle and the Candles, Once Upon a Time. What we're going to do tonight for at least the first hour, and many of these sides are by request, will also be catching up with the mailbag tonight, and then an all requests and dedications edition of the show as promised next week. But what we're going to be doing for this first hour is that very special sound when the 1950s era had ended, but perhaps not for music. So many of the great rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal groups of the late 50s continuing, and many of the sides issued in the early 1960s may have been recorded 1958, 1959. And this special theme, an all-1960s edition of the show, has gained a great deal of popularity over the years. And so much of it is significant with respect to a very close relationship to 58 and 59. And there are so many of those borderline sides I wanted to include tonight that I think I'm going to extend it into part two. So perhaps the first hour will be all 1960s, and the second hour, the very late 1950s. And I went back into the old playlist from many, many years ago. I selected some sides we haven't featured in many years here on the show, some very odd collectibles and some very popular and beautiful recordings like the one we just heard. That's what we're going to be doing tonight, and plenty of long sets now that I've given you a bit of an introduction. So hope you enjoy the sounds from the 1960s era, early 60s, this first hour. We're going to stay out in California, this one from December of 1961.
Adorable, 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 adorable baby. You're adorable.
We you.
Sweet as can be. You're adorable.
We you.
A dream girl to me. You are that I hope my love would ever be. When I hold your charms, you're mine, you are so divine, adorable one. You must have come from heaven because you me so. My heaven stars at seven sharp.
You start
my heart to glow. You're so lovable. When you're in my arms, you're excitable. Charms, you're mine, you are so divine, adorable one.
Adorable, adorable baby.
Adorable, 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 adorable baby.
Adorable, 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 adorable baby.
Yes, dear, we're all alone now. I finally got away from her, and now I can tell you, I love you, dear. And also,
pardon me for interrupting a love scene that should have been mine. Please excuse the way. Believe it's over this time.
I love you, dear. I didn't mean what I said. I was only kidding you, dear. I love you.
Nice California set to begin the group harmony review tonight, all from the 1960s. We began with Rochelle and the Candles from 1960 on Swingin' Records, Once Upon a Time. Then from December of 1961, originally issued only on an LP, not as a single, Little Caesar and the Romans on Delphi Records with their version of Adorable. Right after that, we went to 1963, the Cezans on Marque Records, and Pardon Me, a very nice tune with a female lead, and then staying in 1963 for the Shuffles on Rayco Records, Do You Remember, My Darling? Such beautiful harmonies in the 1950s style from the early 1960s, and in particular those last two from as late as 1963. But the kind of throwback to the 1950s era that is unmistakable. Rhythm and blues, vocal group harmony, here on WFUV's Group Harmony Review, every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. with yours truly, Dan Romanillo. My pleasure to be here and preserve this sound. As we come back to the East Coast, and one of the tunes that I like to use during the request and dedications edition of the show is a nice beginning to this next set. And I hope you enjoy a little bit of it.
Information. So please, Mr. DJ, read my dedication. Dedicate a record. Somebody special who doesn't know I care. Mr. DJ, make this dedication for me. Please play something special, something sweet and slow. Maybe she'll be listening, listening to your show. Then Mr. DJ, if she hears it, then maybe she'll know. So if it's not
Van McCoy on Rockin' Records from the early 1960s with Mr. DJ. And a nice little lead-in to some of Van McCoy's vocal groups under a variety of names in this next set. This first hour, all 1960s vocal group harmony. And then we're going to stay with that theme during the second hour and touch on the very late 1950s. A little bit more now of Van McCoy.
Could make my dreams come true. So, Mr. DJ, make this dedication for me.
Last year.
is true. Lover's lane won't be the same, darling, without you. It's gonna be, it's gonna be
a lonely summer.
Summer,
what remember? Be true to me until I see you in September.
Well, September.
Whatever you do,
please remember. Be true to me, 'cause I'll be true to you. 'Cause I'll be true to you. 'Cause I'll be true.
Hard to believe those beautiful vocal group harmony recordings with that R&B flavor were from as late as 1963 and 64. Just now, Lonely Summer, part of our summer special on Phillips Records from 1963. And just ahead of that, the Four Buddies, I Wanna Be the Boy You Love, on the Imperial label from 1964. Have plenty of summer sides planned for you as well. And both of those Van McCoy items released under the name of the Four Buddies. And we began the feature with Van McCoy on Rockin' Records and Mr. DJ, also recorded as the Twilights. He was also affiliated with the Starlighters on End Records, and three releases by the Starlighters on End from here in New York City. The first two from 1958 and 59. The third release by Van McCoy and the Starlighters to begin this next set from 1960. Our all 1960s special this first hour here on Group Harmony Review.
Here is the story of two broken hearts. Here is the story of two lovers apart. Two lovers kissed beneath the moon. Why did their love have to end so soon? Here is the story of a boy. Was it she?
Was it she?
Or was it time? And now the story comes to an end. A boy and a girl who are no more than friends. A boy and a girl are saying goodbye.
Love, but your heart.
they call love. Just because you knew nothing of the wonderful, wonderful call love. Guess who I love? She's from heaven up above. She's the one that I adore. Love a girl in Mexico. The bells are ringing and my heart is singing because I love her so. Love a girl in Mexico.
can I know, that you'll be true?
Wow. Unbelievable how the 1950 sounds and beautiful R&B vocal group harmony continued into the early 1960s, concluding another spotlight, this time on the Swinging Hearts. And another long set. We began with the closing item from the previous set, one of Van McCoy's affiliations, The Star Lighters on End Records from 1960, A Story of Love, and then Four Sides by the Swinging Hearts. We began from 1964 on Magic Touch Records, also on 620, the group doing You Speak of Love. Then the Swinging Hearts with a great up-tempo side from the early 60s, Spanish Love from 1963. Follow that up back to 1960, the group doing Please Say It Isn't So. That was on Lucky Four Records. Spanish Love was also on the 620 label. And then we just closed it out with the flip side from 1963, How Can I Love You? On Group Harmony Review on WFUV, so many great sides from the 60s. I have so many here with me in the studio tonight. I might do the full 2 hours of 60s and postpone those late 50s items until the request show coming up next week. But speaking of requests and mail acknowledgments, I do want to thank Frank B. for writing and all his nice comments, along with Sylvia and Bob, both of Long Island, and also Hi to Buzz. I know you dig those a cappella sounds. Got plenty for you coming up in the shows ahead. Hi also from Jim Coulter, and thank you for the mail. Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, who sent in pretty extensive request lists for the all 1960s editions of the show. We might be up to volume 5 or 6 tonight, since I've been focusing on this sound periodically so often over the years, and so many of the great sides we're going to be hearing tonight, I have never really featured all together in one show. So I hope you enjoy it. Hi also to Richard McHale, and I thank you for getting in touch. Tommy and Diane, the very best out to you. And also to Renee of New York City, and hi to Rose. Going to stay in 1963. Speaking of beautiful 1950 style harmony, continuing into the early to mid-60s, here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV, Fordham University's voice in New York City.
Lost in a dream, let me hold you tonight, that will make me all right.
All I want for you too. Never, never, please give your love to me. Never.
What a close to a phenomenal set of 1960s recordings. We began from 1963, The Charters on Merry-Go-Round Records, Lost in a Dream. Then we had two by Eugene Pitt and the Jive Five from Brooklyn. First on United Artists Records from 1965, what an incredible side, What is a Kiss? And just after that, speaking of incredible harmony from the Jive Five, Never Never on Beltone Records from 1961. Then to a favorite of yours truly's by Roxy and the Day Chords, I'm So in Love on Donnell Records, 1962. Nice female lead with a male vocal group. And closed it out with another one of the timeless classics from the era, The Acapellos on General Records from as late as 1966, The Stars. Charters, Jive Five, Roxy and the Day Chords, and the Acapellos always brings back memories of listening to the Gus Gossett Show when I hear that one. 1963, 65, 61, 62, and 66 as the 1950 sounds continue. I'm going to close out this hour with a special feature on some of the later sounds you just never hear by a fabulous West Coast group, the Hollywood Flames. We're going to begin with something I played many years ago on the show. Don't know why I haven't featured it again recently. It's just a phenomenal recording. If you've never heard this one before, you're definitely in for a treat. From as late as 1963, the Hollywood Flames on VJ Records out of Chicago, here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City.
Tonight we had a quarrel, and you said we were through, but I just can't say goodbye, dear, cause I am still in love with you. So I'll just say
maybe then you take your heart out. miss you. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I need you, I need you.
Ha ha, Shoebop need you.
You look like an angel, your smile is divine. But you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine?
Devil or angel,
please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I've made up my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I love. I love you.
I'm just a lovely girl. Ooh, 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 ooh. My head is in a whirl.
The Sachets taking us out of the first hour of Group Harmony Review. We closed it out with two dynamite recordings by the Hollywood Flames, first on VJ Records 1963, Letter to My Love. Unbelievable. I can't believe I waited all these years to feature that one again. Phenomenal recording. And then a version of Devil or Angel, You Just Never Hear, by the Hollywood Flames from 1960 on Atco Records, to close out the first hour of Group Harmony Review here on WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio, broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.org. Very nice female vocal group sound, also from California, staying out there as we did with the Hollywood Flames. Originally on Alfie Records, also issued on the Zen label from Los Angeles. A little something by the Sachets and Boo Hoo Hoo, as we sachet out of the first hour and begin the second hour of Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello, on a Saturday night in New York City. Really enjoying all these special sounds tonight here on Group Harmony Review, and so much to say about the great 1960s. With respect to the early 60s and on, continuing the 1950s style of rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group harmony, as evidenced by the first hour tonight and all the previous all 1960s specials. Some more people want to say hello to. I know Joe of Woodbridge, New Jersey, got one of your special requests coming up this hour. Also, hi to Susie. The very best out to Conway and Mary Liz, to Joe of Queens. Thank you for the nice comments about the recent shows, Joe. Appreciate that. Don, also of East Haven. And great hearing from you, Don. Jim Rigsby. Got something really nice by the Dell Vikings I know you're going to love. John and Susie Cummins. And also hi to Nate, who definitely enjoys the shows each and every week here on Group Harmony Review. Going to continue with more mail acknowledgments. And next week, all requests, dedications, was very popular theme to go back to the all 1960s. So a lot of people had been asking about that. And that's what we're going to do tonight with more long sets, the second hour here on Group Harmony Review. This one from 1961. We're going to Philadelphia. And a very popular female vocal group from the early 60s. Very popular with respect to rock and roll hits and dance songs. And this is a great two-sider, actually. And I can recall many, many years ago, the first time I featured the Orlons on Group Harmony Reviews, something which hadn't been played on the show prior to that. And, of course, my free-spirited approach to the music and to the music I grew up with made it very difficult for me to resist so many of these beautiful ballads. Traditionally, this is one that I usually dedicate to all the members of the armed forces, all the men and women serving who were abroad and can't be at home to celebrate a special event like the July 4th weekend that just passed, celebrating freedom and the birth of America. And on other special events like that, I like to go back to this first release by the Orlons, 1961, on the Cameo label here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV.
Soldier boy, this is parting time. Darling, you must go. Please take this heart of mine. Yes, I'll be true.
Isn't that beautiful? You know, I'm so partial to great vocal group harmony, regardless of the era. And there we have a perfect example of the great female vocal group sound continuing into the 1960s. Truly an R&B style for the Orlons, their first release, the group from Philadelphia. I had collected Orlons LPs on the Cameo label where they covered great popular tunes of the 1950s, never issued on singles. And that's a great two-sider, as I said. All the books listed as a 1961 release, I have a promotional copy 45. And on the old DJ copy, it has a date stamped on it of 1960 for release date for the Orlons from Philadelphia. the bass you heard in there was a young man by the name of Steve Caldwell, and the rest of the group, the young ladies, consisting of Marlena Davis, Shirley Brickley, and Rosetta Hightower. And right now, if there ever was a great two-sider from the era, we're going to give you the flip side. Once again, the Orlans from 1960 to begin this next set here on Group Harmony Review.
Oh, ah.
I'm so crazy about you. to be.
And another long set of great sounds from the early 60s here on Group Harmony Review, concluding with two kind of odd by a vocal group called the Von Gales, and a nice mix coming up with more oddities and some great sounds from the early 60s era. Let's go back and recap. We began actually with the flip side of I'll Be True, Heart Darling Angel by the Orlons on Cameo from 1960. A great two-sider and a very nice WFUV backflip. The first release as a single for the Orlons out of Philly. My pleasure to feature that. Then right after that, Bobby Mathis and the Sevilles, also from 1960, on Sue Records, The Girl in the Drugstore. Just after that, something really nice, always dated that one at about 1968-69, Yvonne Gomez with an unlisted vocal group on Hawaii Records, and a beautiful sound, Ease the Pain. Used to get a lot of requests for that over the last year or two for Hank out there in Brooklyn. And follow that up with a great female sound by the Charmettes on King, 1962, Tell Me. Then out to California for Stan Beverly and the Hollywood Saxons under the name of the Tuxedos on Forte Records from 1960. Yes, it's true. And closed it out with two sides by the Von Gales. First on USA Records from 1963, Loneliness. And just now, the group doing the Twirl from 1960 on Dory. The Orlons, Bobby Mathis and the Sevilles, Yvonne Gomez, Charmettes, Tuxedos, and Von Gales. Another long set here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV. Got another long set coming up for you right now. Before we get to it, let me say hi to more of the nice folks who had sent in requests and dedications, and they will be coming up next week on the show as well. Speaking of Hank in Brooklyn, let's say hi to Hank and his family and thank them for tuning in and listening. Hi also to Bob Adler. Great hearing from you, Bob. Joe of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, got a special feature planned for you in the weeks ahead. And thank you for the continued mail of support, Joe. Really appreciate that. Also hi to Richard and Margaret Logan, to Dee and John. We also want to say hi to Ronnie Sherman and to Kevin. Kevin has helped with some of his research in some of the themes I asked about and going into that database for keywords. So thank you, Kevin. Also, hi to Bruce. Bruce up there in Canada, and got a special request for you next week on the show, Bruce. Thank you for writing. Hi to Kenny, to Alfonso and Debbie. Bob McGinnis, thank you for the mail. And let's continue now with another long set. So much I want to get to tonight here on Group Harmony Review. This one, a fabulous flip side of a big hit, and a surprise flip side. The first time I turned this one over way back when. A big hit issued in 1964 for Cannibal and the Headhunters on Rampart Records, Land of a Thousand Dances. And Renee of New York City and Andy Bohan both definitely appreciate those flip sides and have sent in a number of requests for such. Well, here's definitely one in that category. Some fabulous vocal group harmony on the flip side of this big hit from 1964.
Darling.
Ah!
could it be, could it be that your love is not really real? Why don't I believe it when you say you'll be mine? Why do I feel that you are handing me a line? Could it be, could it be that your love is not really real? Why is it that I feel that you're leading my heart astray? Why is it that I don't believe
one night with you.
Wow. Man, oh man, that one captures it all for me. Johnny Wyatt and group, a.k.a. Rochelle and the Candles, on Swingin' Records from California from 1962, One Night with You. On WFUV, on the Group Harmony Review.
Yeah. yep, yep, ringling, ring. I hear wedding bells.
Closing out that set with something kind of odd from 1962. They were known as the Javelins on True Echo Records. That is why, from 1962. Just ahead of that, we had the Dell Vikings for Joe out there in Woodbridge, New Jersey. ABC Paramount Records and I Hear Bells, 1961. Just ahead of that, for Jim Rigsby, we had the Dials on Hilltop Records from 1960, School Bells Are Ringing. Then, just ahead of the break, Johnny Wyatt, a.k.a. Rochelle and the Candles on Swingin', 1962, One Night With You. We began with Cannibal and the Headhunters for Andy Bohan in New Jersey, and also for Renee of New York City with a fabulous flip side of their big hit on Rampart Records from 1964. That was entitled I'll Show You How to Love Me. Great harmony, great bass, fabulous lead. Everything that it takes for great R&B vocal group harmony, and from as late as 1964. And then the second item in the set, A Real Beauty by the Edsels on Dot Records, 1961. Could it be? The Headhunters, the Edsels, Johnny Wyatt, the Dials, the Dell Vikings, and the Javelins. Here on Group Harmony Review on WFUV, whenever I'm playing sides from the 1960s, one of the groups I always like going to from California, the Elgins. And on Lum Tone Records, what a fabulous West Coast 1960s label, the Lum Tone label. Here's something really nice for you. originally issued in 1964 on the Lumtone label, and was also part of that fabulous Golden Group series, thanks to the folks at Relic Records.
Rolling, take it. A little bit off, Sharky.
A little faster.
A little bit faster.
Just a wee bit.
Take nine.
Isn't that fabulous? Wow. I had the Elgins on my mind because they appear on the same LP. But I had the year right. 1964 was the original issue. They were actually the Upfronts, and that was the master version as issued on Lumtone Records in 1964. Most of the Pretty Young Girls. And as I said, the LP includes the Elgins, the Five Ramblers, the Upfronts, and the Troopers. And didn't get to the Elgins tonight. Maybe next time here on Group Harmony Review. Great sound from the 1960s out of California, Los Angeles. Between 1959 and 65, as the liner notes say, Lumtone Records had black vocal group releases. On the Relic LP, The Golden Groups, Part 42, the best of Lumtone Records. Got a few minutes to go in the show. I hope you enjoyed this all 1960s edition. Didn't get to those late 50s. We'll be doing it in an upcoming show. But I had so many great 1960 sounds with me tonight, I just couldn't resist turning it into another all 60s show. I guess we're up to about volume 6 after all these years on this free-spirited group harmony review with yours truly, Dan Romanello, every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m. From Los Angeles, we come back to New York City, back to the Bronx, and very happy to have that original 45 in the collection, autographed by Connie Questel and the Decoys on Anko Records from 1963.
He may not be.
One incredible recording from right here in the Bronx so very nicely captures the early 1960s beautiful black harmony love ballads from right here in the Bronx, Connie Questel and the Decoys on Anko Records 1963 vintage, I Love Only You. Going to leave you with the Pharaohs from 1960 and the Tender Touch. Hope you enjoyed the all 1960s edition of the show tonight with yours truly, Dan Romanello, here on Group Harmony Review. Don't forget, next week, all requests, dedications. Looking forward to being back with you as I do each and every Saturday night from midnight to 2 a.m., where we share our love for this music. Great American Vocal Group Harmony from the 1950s and 60s era.
And when you whisper in her ear words she wants to hear, she'll understand that you. Thank you.
This is WFUV and WFUV HD New York, where member-supported public radio broadcasting from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. Hear us at 90.7 FM and WFUV.